So today's readings begin with a really beautiful passage from the Book of Wisdom, in which the author really speaks to the value of wisdom. He says that wisdom is more valuable than gold and silver. I mean, we're told that if we have wisdom, countless riches will be ours. So what is wisdom? Well, wisdom is defined as not just doing the right thing, it's doing the right thing at the right time. And when it comes to any meaningful relationship, particularly a marriage relationship, doing the right thing at the right time really is more valuable than silver or gold. And the same is true with our relationship with Jesus. Now, last week, Father Brendan challenged us to woo our spouses. Now, I think we all have some sense of the meaning of that word, but I actually looked it up in the dictionary. And in the dictionary, it's defined as to try to gain the love, affection, or support, okay? And there's no question, it takes wisdom to successfully woo your spouse. And it takes wisdom to really experience the fullness of the love and affection and support of being in a relationship with Jesus. So where do we find wisdom? Well, it begins with knowledge. Now, knowledge is all about facts and information and memory. And it's impossible to woo your spouse if you don't know them. I mean, if you don't know your spouse's favorite color and flower and food and maybe their favorite TV show, well, you can forget about that wooing thing. You're just not going to get very far, okay? But knowledge, unfortunately, is just the first step in the path to wisdom. The second step is understanding, because knowledge without understanding has no real value. And understanding means doing something useful with the knowledge that we have. So it's not enough for me to know that Carol's favorite color is yellow. I need to understand that if I surprise her with a yellow Labrador puppy, she will not be happy, okay? She will not experience that as wooing, okay? In fact, just the opposite. You know, it would be an incredibly obvious example of my profound lack of understanding of some aspect of her, okay? And the reality of it is that both that puppy and me would be most likely sleeping in the car. But even understanding, you know, doing something useful with what we know is not enough for a meaningful relationship to really grow. We still need wisdom. Because recall, wisdom is not just doing the right thing, it's doing the right thing at the right time. And when it comes to wooing a spouse, timing is really everything, okay? I mean, Carol likes the fact that our house looks nice and that it's in good repair. And she appreciates the fact that I'm fairly handy when it comes to dealing with her honey-do list. However, I need to be wise enough to know that if I start refinishing our hardwood floors the day before our children and grandchildren arrive for an extended Christmas vacation, she will not be happy, okay? I mean, refinishing the floors might be the exact right thing to do, but doing it the week before Christmas, no, not the best time. So for any relationship to work, it really does start with knowledge, and then it grows into understanding, but it really comes to maturity through wisdom. And that's true for our spouses, and that's true for our relationship with Christ. We cannot have a relationship with Jesus any more than we can have a relationship with our spouse if we don't know him. And how do we get to know Jesus? The same way you got to know your spouse. You have to spend time with him. And you spend time through the reading of Scripture. You spend time through interacting with people who know him well. And you spend time talking to him, okay, in prayer. Because just as is the case with our spouses, okay, as our knowledge of Jesus grows, so too will our understanding of how to use that knowledge in ways that please him. And with time, that understanding will grow into wisdom, so that we're not just doing what he wants us to do, but we're doing it when he wants us to do it. So there are a lot of similarities between wooing a spouse and growing in a relationship with Jesus. But there's one fundamental difference. When it comes to a spouse, we're dealing with another human being. And that's someone who brings kind of their own collection of weaknesses and faults and idiosyncrasies into the relationship. And I can say that's true even for my lovely bride, Carol. But as she will be quick to point out, I'm no better. Okay, I too have my faults. But with Jesus, we don't have any limitations like that. Because with Jesus, his love and affection and support are always available for the asking. There's no wooing involved. Now, there are times I struggle in my relationship with Carol because I'm not perfect. I mean, there are times I do not always show great wisdom in relating to her. However, after 41 years of marriage, I have the confidence in her love and commitment to me that when that happens, I can go to her and say, you know, Carol, can we try that again? And she will say yes. So how much more should we be confident in Jesus' love and commitment to us? In fact, I would say that in our relationship with Jesus, the beginning of wisdom is the knowledge and the understanding that if we fail to relate to him in the right way at the right time, we can go to him and say, Jesus, can we try that again? And he will always say yes.